Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. Podcast host Joe Rogan is speaking out after several artists, including Neil Young and Joni Mitchell, pulled their music from Spotify over comments, COVID misinformation that was made on his podcast. Rogan taking to Instagram over the weekend, responding to some of that criticism. Take a listen.
My pledge to you is that I will do my best to try to balance out these more controversial viewpoints with other people's perspectives so we can maybe find a better point of view. I don't want to just show the contrary opinion to what the narrative is. I want to show all kinds of opinions so that we can all figure out what's going on, and not just about COVID, about everything.
Spotify also responded over the weekend by taking measures to add new platform rules and warning disclaimers to podcast episodes about COVID-19. Spotify CEO Daniel Ek saying in part in a statement, "Personally, there are plenty of individuals and views on Spotify that I disagree with strongly. We know we have a critical role to play in supporting creator expression while balancing it with the safety of our users. In that role, it is important to me that we don't take on the position of being content censor while also making sure there are rules in place and consequences for those who violate them." For much more on this, let's bring in Axios Media reporter Sarah Fisher. And Sarah, you know, it kind of felt like watching this over the weekends that this could really blow over. We saw Neil Young first and then Joni Mitchell, some other artists kind of starting to weigh in. Has Spotify been able to contain this with that statement coming from Joe Rogan as well as the company? Or you think there's still more to come?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think there's still more to come so long as any tech platform is trying to figure out how they manage content moderation in an era where we don't have updated internet regulation. There's going to be these types of issues. But I think they were able to push off a lot of the concern with the announcements that they had on Sunday. You know, primarily, they finally unveiled their content policies. One of the big issues with Spotify that people had said was, we don't even know how you regulate content. Well, they finally put forth their rules. And luckily for Spotify, once they put forth their rules and once they said they were making some changes, you know, adding labels to conversations about COVID, they didn't lose their top podcaster, Joe Rogan. I think this could have been a massive story and a huge problem for Spotify if Joe Rogan responded negatively. But he didn't. He said he agreed with the changes that Spotify was making and that moving forward, he would try to present more sides of the story.
In many ways, Spotify has been able to stay out of the conversation on content moderation. You know, we've seen Twitter, we've seen Facebook really hit hard with that. How much of this kind of opens this big can of worms, if you will, though? I mean, sure, Joe Rogan responded saying, look, I understand there needs to be a balance here. And yet there's artists out there who are saying, we're going to think twice now about, you know, posting our music or allowing Spotify to post our music.
I think artists that make that call are going to have to start putting pressure equally on every platform. So is Neil Young going to delete his Facebook page? Is Joni Mitchell going to get off Twitter? Every single platform is dealing with these misinformation crises. Now, I'm not saying that they should get a free pass, but I don't think Spotify is in any way different from some of the other big tech platforms that algorithmically distribute content. The key difference with Spotify's Joe Rogan situation, though, from some of those other misinformation tech platform problems is that they do exclusively pay to have Joe Rogan's podcast on the platform, you know, $100 million reportedly over 3 years. So they may have some added incentive to make sure that their rules don't, you know, explicitly target Joe Rogan. But I think that, you know, Spotify isn't any more exposed than Twitter or Facebook. You might see their name dropped in a few more press releases from Capitol Hill, but it doesn't mean that anyone's going to come after them more aggressively.
Yeah, let's talk a bit more about that business decision for Spotify. As you noted, I mean, Joe Rogan, certainly a significant name. They've been able to bring a lot of subscribers on board since they signed that roughly, what, $100 million deal with Joe Rogan. Can you talk about how big of a bump they've gotten out of that and how that really affects their decision making on something like this about content moderation, given that Joe Rogan is such a cash cow for them now?
He is. And the thing to remember with podcasts is that they're really good for growing Spotify's advertising business, which every quarter is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, music, on the other hand, is not good for advertising, but it's not as strong as an ad-supported business. So you can see why they want to continue to lean into podcasts. For Joe Rogan, who's by far the most popular podcaster on the platform, he not only brings in that advertising revenue, but he brings more people to the platform. You know, his audience is split among people who will listen to it for free, but also people who will listen to it on that paid premium tier so that they can avoid the ads. So overall, I mean, it makes a lot of sense that Spotify wants to do what they can to protect Joe Rogan as talent. And it also sets a precedent moving forward when they have other exclusive podcasters come onto the platform. If Spotify were to have changed its rules to target Rogan in response to backlash, what would other podcasters have said when they're trying to book exclusive deals with Spotify? They'd be worried, maybe they'll do that to me.
I mean, you know, that's the follow-up question here, right? How does this particular controversy affect the way that Spotify, or how aggressively Spotify moves in podcasts, specifically trying to sign other big names that could bring audience with them, but equal controversy?
You know, big platforms like Netflix have always said, we want to avoid news for these types of reasons. But you know what? You can't really avoid this type of saga, even if you try to avoid news. Look at Netflix. They had a huge boycott and a huge backlash against comments made by Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle's a comedian. He's not a newsmaker. Joe Rogan's not a journalist. You know, he's really entertainment. And yet he's still having these issues because he's addressing some sensitive topics. And so I don't think this is going to stop Spotify or Netflix or any other platform from trying to book exclusive talent because it's good for their business. And I don't think it's going to, you know, change fundamentally the way that they moderate content. I think it just forces them to be more transparent about where they hold the line. And I think as Spotify CEO Daniel Ek clarified yesterday, they have to now be more transparent about the way they enforce those policies so that no one's caught off guard.
We'll certainly be watching how this all plays out. Axios Media reporter Sarah Fisher, appreciate you joining us today.